Welcome. We're diving into generative AI and strategic foresight today, focusing on the algorithmic flaner.
That term really captures the essence of this exploration, doesn't it?
It does.
The flaner, historically, was this detached observer strolling through the city, absorbing details, drawing insights from urban life.
Right. And now we're considering how AI might function in a similar way.
Exactly. Navigating vast data landscapes instead of physical streets.
Potentially illuminating new avenues for strategic foresight.
The core question we're grappling with here is, how can we effectively integrate this technology into our strategic foresight processes?
To actually enhance, expand human intelligence.
Precisely.
And one of the things that our sources really highlight is the power, but also the potential pitfalls of pattern recognition, both for humans and for AI.
Humans are naturally drawn to patterns sometimes, even when they don't actually exist. The culture mapping primer actually uses the term illusory correlation.
Interesting.
It even gives the example of pareidolia.
Pareidolia.
Where we perceive faces in random patterns, like seeing a face on the moon or in the clouds.
I've definitely done that.
It highlights our innate bias towards certain types of patterns. And the primer suggests that AI can inherit this bias if we're not careful.
So how do we safeguard against that?
Well, one key is structured analytics.
What?
Having a disciplined framework for analysis helps us evaluate evidence more systematically.
That makes sense.
We can then consider alternative hypotheses, which helps reduce the risk of falling into confirmation bias.
So even when we're dealing with something as complex and seemingly open-ended as cultural trends, a structured approach is essential.
Absolutely. This is where something like the Scenario DNA culture mapping matrix can be so valuable. It's a tool for organizing and analyzing cultural signals in a more methodical way.
The primer goes into detail about this matrix, explaining its key elements.
It lays out the spectrum from analytic to expressive.
Right.
The affirmation to resistance of societal norms. And then the resulting archetypal clusters, each cluster representing a different way of seeing the world and engaging with culture.
And you can envision AI enhancing this matrix.
Absolutely. Imagine AI processing vast quantities of data, identifying subtle trends, potentially even revealing new archetypal narratives that we as humans might completely miss.
That's a really powerful thought. AI could amplify those subtle signals of change that we might not pick up on,
helping us paint a more nuanced picture of how culture is evolving.
And where those shifts might lead.
However, we also have to consider whose stories are being represented in the data. Are we capturing the full spectrum of narratives?
Especially from subcultures that are often overlooked.
That's a crucial point. The primer talks about the challenge of understanding subcultures. Well, their narratives are often very subtle, rapidly evolving, and expressed more implicitly than explicitly.
It can be incredibly difficult to decipher those signals, especially in a world where everything is moving so fast.
And this is where AI's capabilities in natural language processing could be especially valuable.
So it could help us analyze not just what's being said explicitly, but also the underlying sentiments, the cultural references.
Right, that interplay between the explicit and the implicit in subcultural communication.
Giving us a much deeper and more nuanced view.
But amidst all of this, we have to remember that AI is a tool.
It's meant to enhance human intelligence, not to replace it.
Exactly. The intelligence chapter of the primer really emphasizes this point.
It underscores the need for human expertise to contextualize the AI findings, to place them within a larger cultural, historical, social framework, and to consider potential biases.
And that brings us to another crucial point, the ethical dimension.
The navigating the pitfall section.
Yes, it raises important concerns about privacy data bias, the potential for AI to reinforce existing power structures.
So while there's a lot of potential for AI to augment our capabilities in strategic foresight, it's not a simple plug-and-play solution.
We can't just throw data at an algorithm and expect magic to happen.
Right. We need to approach it with a balance of enthusiasm and caution. A deep understanding of its limitations, and a strong ethical framework to guide its development.
That's well put. It's about ensuring that AI is used to empower, not to control.
That it enhances our understanding, not limits it.
And that it helps us create a future that is equitable, sustainable, and more insightful for everyone.
I like that. More insightful for everyone.
This whole discussion of subcultures and how their narratives are always changing leads us to another big thing in strategic foresight, time.
Yeah, the primer mentions how different cultures view time in vastly different ways, especially when thinking about big disruptions on the horizon.
Right. Like a 5-year timeline to a major shift might feel like forever to some cultures, while others see a 20-year trajectory as no big deal.
So you can't just use a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to forecasting or planning. We need to be sensitive to those cultural nuances.
Exactly. And this is another area where having human expertise is so important. You need people who understand those cultural differences to interpret what the AI is telling us, to put those insights in the right context.
It's like having cultural translators for the AI insights, bridging that gap between raw data and interpretations that actually mean something in different cultural settings.
And that kind of skill set, I think, is only going to become more valuable as we weave AI more tightly into how we make decisions.
The primer also digs into this idea of early indicators. You know, those subtle signs that often come before bigger cultural shifts?
Early indicators, they're like breadcrumbs leading us toward the future. But they can be so hard to spot. Especially for us humans, we tend to have biases and we might overlook those less obvious cues.
And AI could be really good at this kind of analysis, right? I mean, it can sift through tons of data and find those subtle patterns and connections that we as humans might miss completely.
That's the idea. AI could be our early warning system for changes in culture, alerting us to things that might seem small now but could have huge implications down the road.
But doesn't that raise a concern? Like, what if we become too reliant on AI, so dependent on its insights, that we lose our own ability to think critically and for ourselves?
It's a valid point. We can't let ourselves become passive receivers of whatever the AI spits out. We have to question those insights, analyze them, interpret them through the lens of human judgment and our own experience.
So it's more of a partnership then, not blindly following the AI, but using it to expand our own vision and challenge our assumptions.
Exactly. AI can make our foresight better, but it should never take away our agency, our responsibility to shape the kind of future we want.
Well, since we're talking about envisioning those possible futures, one of our sources brought up a really interesting idea, using speculative fiction in this whole process.
I love that connection. Speculative fiction, it lets us play out those what-if scenarios. It stretches our imagination and challenges all those preconceived notions we have about what might be possible.
And the primer connects speculative fiction to this thing called the futures cone. It's a framework for thinking about strategic foresight.
Right. The futures cone helps us categorize different types of futures, those that are possible versus probable, preferable, and so on. So it gives us some structure for thinking beyond the limits of what we know right now.
And speculative fiction can actually fill in those different zones of the futures cone, breathing life into those scenarios, making them feel more real and tangible.
It's like a mental playground where we can test out different paths and see where they lead.
So by reading and engaging with speculative fiction, we can break free from our biases and come up with more creative approaches to strategic foresight.
I think so. It's using storytelling as a way to think about the future, to make these abstract ideas feel relatable and engaging.
And that emotional connection you get from a good story, that visceral understanding of what those possible futures might actually feel like, that can be a powerful motivator to take action now.
It's not just about cold, hard data. It's about those human stories that the data represents and what those stories tell us about where we're headed and the choices we have in front of us.
Our sources also spend some time unpacking how complex language is, especially that back and forth between explicit language and implicit language.
Right. Explicit language, it's straightforward. Not a lot of room for interpretation.
But implicit language that relies on context and inference and all this shared knowledge between people.
It's like the difference between saying, I like this product, versus just hinting at your preference, maybe through some shared cultural reference or even just a look.
Exactly. And just like our own political views shape how we listen to political talk, the implicit and explicit stuff triggered by language plays a huge role in how consumers perceive things and what they do.
So how does this all apply to strategic foresight and the whole idea of the algorithmic flaneur?
That's a good question.
It suggests that we can't just teach AI to find patterns in the literal words people use. They need to decode those subtle cues and nuances of communication, too, the things that aren't directly stated.
So it's not just about analyzing what people say. It's about understanding how they say it and even what they choose not to say.
AI needs to become a master at reading between the lines, picking up on those unspoken cultural codes and all those subtextual messages hidden within the data.
That sounds like a pretty big challenge.
Yeah.
Especially with language always changing.
It's a complex challenge for sure, but it's essential if we want AI to really grasp how complicated human behavior is and how cultural trends work.
It seems like you'd need a lot of different experts working on this. Linguists, anthropologists, sociologists, all these people who understand human communication working alongside the computer scientists building the AI.
It's about bringing together the best of human intelligence and artificial intelligence to build a system that can truly navigate the intricate landscape of human culture.
Which circles back to our fundamental question. How do we make sure AI is a tool that helps us think better instead of doing our thinking for us?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And our sources offer a few key insights. The biggest one, I think, is making sure humans are in control throughout the entire process, from designing and training the AI to understanding and applying the insights it produces.
We have to be active participants, not just passive consumers of whatever the AI gives us.
Right. We need to stay critical thinkers. Question the outputs of the AI, consider potential biases, make sure those insights match up with our own values and judgment.
It's about finding that balance where AI and human intelligence work together and actually make each other stronger.
You said that perfectly. Recognizing that AI can open up new ways of exploring things, show us hidden patterns, broaden what we think is possible.
This deep dive, it's really highlighting this intricate dance between AI and human intelligence. Constantly negotiating between harnessing the power of algorithms and making sure that human judgment and experience stay at the heart of it all.
It is a dance, and finding the right rhythm, that's what it's all about. One of our sources mentioned something that really gets at this. It's the concept of the algorithmic flunner and how it can help us understand our own human tendency to find patterns even when they're not really there.
Yeah, like that illusory correlation and the whole pareidolia thing.
It shows how we as humans are wired to look for order and meaning, even in chaos. It's a good thing in many ways, but it can also trip us up and lead to wrong conclusions.
And if we're not careful, AI can make those same mistakes.
Exactly. This is why it's so vital to have that human element involved. We need critical thinking and a healthy dose of skepticism. We need to be aware of our own tendencies to jump to conclusions. We can't just take what the AI tells us as gospel truth.
So we need to question its findings, think about other possible interpretations.
It's like being a detective, gathering evidence, following leads, putting together a puzzle. But you always have to be open to the possibility that you might be missing something or that your initial hunch was wrong.
And this collaborative approach between AI and human intelligence seems especially powerful when we're talking about strategic foresight.
Imagine an AI that can analyze cultural trends and pinpoint those emerging patterns, maybe even generate different scenarios for what the future might look like.
That would be an incredibly useful tool for making decisions, helping us prepare for those subtle shifts that could have major consequences down the line.
Definitely. But we can't forget that AI can only offer a peek into those potential futures. It's not a crystal ball. The future is always being shaped by so many factors, most of which we can't predict with 100% certainty.
And that's where human agency comes in. We have the power to choose to take action, to shape the future we want to see.
AI can be a powerful partner in that, not by telling us exactly what's going to happen, but by showing us more possibilities, shining a light on paths we might not have considered, ultimately giving us the knowledge to make better choices.
As we've been exploring the algorithmic slanner today, I feel this sense of awe, but also a sense of responsibility.
Awe at what AI could do for us, how it could change the way we understand the world and even ourselves, but also the responsibility to make sure we use this power for good, for the benefit of humanity and the planet.
It's a journey we're all on together, isn't it?
It is.
This journey of exploring and discovering and creating alongside this powerful technology. And as we go further into this unknown territory, I think our most important compass is our shared humanity.
Our commitment to compassion and justice, to ensuring that technology helps us connect and helps all life thrive.
This deep dive has been really fascinating, exploring this dynamic relationship between AI and strategic foresight. We've talked about how powerful pattern recognition can be and also its limitations, the importance of cultural context,
yeah,
and the ethical considerations we have to grapple with as we develop AI.
And we've thought about how AI could help us not just predict the future, but also make it more meaningful, help us rediscover a sense of wonder in a world that's increasingly defined by technology.
As we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with this final thought. In an age where algorithms have such a huge influence on what we see, what we do, even who we think we are, how do we make sure that human agency, creativity, and empathy remain at the core of our decision making?
How do we ensure AI empowers humanity rather than taking away from it?
That's a really important question for all of us to consider, as individuals and as a society. As we navigate this new frontier of artificial intelligence and figure out what it means for the future of our species and our world, thank you for joining us on this exploration. We hope it's given you a lot to think about as we all move forward into this new era of intelligence together. This whole conversation about the algorithmic slaneur, it really keeps circling back to this idea of intelligence itself. Not just artificial intelligence, but our own human intelligence and how those two have to work together.
And one of our sources actually touches on that, citing the work of that MIT economist David Audor.
Right.
He suggests that AI could really democratize access to research work. So imagine individuals from all different backgrounds with all sorts of skills and perspectives, all empowered to contribute to advancing knowledge.
That's a really powerful idea, especially when we think about it in the context of strategic foresight.
Absolutely.
So individuals and communities could start engaging in their own forms of foresight.
Yeah.
Analyzing their local context and developing strategies that are tailored to their specific needs.
It's like shifting away from that traditional top-down model of strategic foresight, where you have a small group of experts dictating the future for everyone else.
Right.
And instead, you move towards something much more inclusive and participatory.
Yeah.
Where everybody has a voice and can contribute to shaping the kind of future they want to see.
And AI could be a catalyst for that.
Exactly. Providing the tools, the data, the insights that people need to engage in meaningful foresight practices. But it's not just about giving people access to information. We also have to cultivate critical thinking skills, contextual understanding and awareness of those potential biases. So people need to be equipped not just to use the AI tools effectively, but to question those outputs, interpret them in the right context, and apply those insights responsibly.
So it's about empowering people to be more than just passive consumers of whatever insights the AI generates. They need to be active participants, critically engaging with the technology.
Absolutely. Questioning its assumptions, shaping its development in ways that align with their values and goals. And I think that brings us full circle to this idea of the algorithmic flaneur. It's not just about having an AI that observes and analyzes cultural trends. It's about creating this dynamic partnership between AI and human intelligence.
Where AI expands our perception, helps us see those patterns and possibilities that we might have missed.
Right.
But at the same time, human judgment, empathy, ethical awareness, all of that remains at the forefront, guiding how this powerful technology is developed and used. This deep dive, it's really been eye-opening in terms of this complex relationship between AI and strategic foresight. We've talked about the power and limitations of pattern recognition, the need to understand cultural context, the ethical considerations that have to guide AI development. And we've even thought about how AI could help us not just predict the future, but rediscover a sense of wonder and meaning in a world that's so heavily influenced by technology.
I think that's a really important point. And as we wrap up this exploration, we want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
In an age where algorithms have such a significant impact on how we see the world, the choices we make, even our own sense of self, how do we ensure that human agency, creativity, and empathy are still at the center of how we make decisions? How do we make sure that AI is used to empower humanity and not diminish it? That's a question we all need to grapple with, as individuals, as a society, as we navigate this new era of intelligence together.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it's given you a lot to think about.